Finally, here are the directions for part 4. In this part, you will hear an interview. The interview will be followed by two questions, number 26 and number 27. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The interview and the questions will be given only once.
This is an interview with Saul Baker, who works as a forester in the United States.
Welcome, Saul. Thanks for joining us on Job Talk.
No problem. It's good to be here.
I think the first thing our listeners will want to know is, what exactly does a forester do?
Well, basically, I manage the forest. My job is to make sure it's protected and maintained. So I'm in charge of setting up projects and then supervising those projects to make sure everything gets done in the way it's supposed to.
It sounds like an important job. How did you get into this kind of work?
By accident, really. After studying biology at university, I got a job at an agricultural research station. I was involved in a project looking into the impact of changing temperatures on the prevalence of fungal disease in wheat plants. We were collaborating with research centers around the world, so it was a really worthwhile project, but I soon realized I wasn't cut out to be a researcher in a lab. I just didn't have the patience and focus that was required. Anyway, one of the centers we worked with happened to be here in Michigan, so I came up for a business trip. While I was here, I visited the state forest where I now work, and I immediately fell in love with it. I applied for a job there and was lucky enough to get it. It's an ideal fit for me because I can use the knowledge I gained at university, but also do hands-on conservation work and in beautiful surroundings.
It sounds like you found your dream job, but I imagine it isn't all fun.
No, the work can be physically demanding and dangerous at times. One thing people don't understand about forest conservation is that you need to clear areas to help the forest rejuvenate. Forest fires do this naturally, but we can control the process more efficiently and safely if we do it ourselves. So we actually end up cutting down quite a lot of trees. We employ forestry workers to do most of the hard labor, of course, but I also have to get my hands dirty on a fairly regular basis.
And how do you see the future of forests in the U.S.?
That's a very good question, and I wish I could give you a positive answer. In the past, the main threat was deforestation to make way for urban areas, but today it's the climate change caused by global warming. To give just one example, warmer winters have led to an explosion in bark beetle populations in some areas. The beetles kill trees by feeding on them, and infestations can devastate forests. The cold winters used to kill off the beetles, but that isn't happening anymore, and the problem is exacerbated by extended periods of drought, which weaken trees, making them more vulnerable to attacks by pests. But I think the average person isn't really aware of the issue. I mean, I don't think they make the connection between their lifestyle choices and detrimental effects on forests. If we don't make a concerted effort to reduce our carbon footprint, I'm pessimistic about how many forests will be left for future generations.
Well, that's certainly given us a lot to think about. Thanks for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Questions. Number 26. Why did Saul Baker leave his previous job? Number 27. What is one thing that Saul thinks about forests in the U.S.?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただきありがとうございました。質問がある方は直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。
試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、 回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから、解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは、身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは、別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず、会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで、静かにお待ちください。